Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Baker here once again, back in action. Thank you for joining me on today's Blog Talk Radio show. I'm your host, Baker, and today I want to talk about something extremely, extremely, extremely important. And this is, you know, this show is really dedicated for people who are looking to make an extra income on the internet. People who, you know, have really this desire to make a change in their lifestyle, in their income level, all through the beautiful internet and online. Once again, you guys, my name is Baker. I'm a full-time internet entrepreneur. That means I make a full-time income on the internet. And I'm also a best-selling author of a book that's in 9 different languages now, which is unbelievable. And what I want to share with you are very extremely important tips, and you want to probably write it down on a pen or paper or pencil and paper so that you can really absorb it, or you could, you know, what I like is repetition, right? So I'm a big proponent on repetition. Basically, you know, if I'm going a little bit too fast, you want to definitely go back into the archives and listen to this show or any other show where you probably got some value the first time, but the second time, third time you hear it, you actually get even more value, because a lot of the stuff that I talk about here is not based on theory, and it's based on practical application of what gets results. Let's face it, I mean, we're on the internet to get results. If you're an internet marketer, affiliate marketer, even network marketing and all this, your prime objective is really to get results, share your results, you know, through social proofing, and then inspiring people to come on board with you and helping people to also get results. Granted, they put in the work. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not a fly-by-night type of thing. This is a real business. And real businesses are built on the business owner's efforts and time that they invest. So we take this stuff very seriously. So let's get right into the topic of today's show, which is all about something that's extremely important, okay? And I think this gets overlooked a lot, like I said, because when you are an internet marketer or affiliate marketer, it's very easy just to use the same language or verbiage that the company owner wants you to have in your marketing. But the real sales, at the end of the day, the results that you get are going to be on how you craft the right offer online. So today is all about creating the right offer online. This is extremely valuable for people who, you know, have done affiliate marketing before, who have sold products on the internet, services or products on the internet. This training is very, this radio show is specifically very important, extremely important for people who want to learn how to create the right offer online. So there are 3 things that I want to go through. And once you know these 3 things, your mind is going to pretty much be blown, because once you apply it, you know, you're going to start to get results immediately. Okay, so pay close attention to this. So by now, you probably know that in order to generate an income online, you need to have a product or service to sell, right? Now, what if there were components inside of your offer that made it more sellable? Like, there's 2 things that people will buy from, okay? They're based on logic and emotion. If you could touch these 2 things, understand your customers, and communicate their language, you're going to understand that this whole idea of creating the right offer online becomes sort of an art form. What do I mean by this? Any art form takes practice and work to develop. But once you understand your audience, once you understand your customer base, you start to craft, you know, words and sentences in a way that appeals to them, that makes sense to them, and that emotionally locks them into your offer so that they are irresistibly buying from you every single time. See, this is the reason why I do well at any price range, but especially a little bit more higher ticket just because I know that the value that you're giving the person is only in direct proportion to how you communicate that value. It's a perception. Does this make sense to you guys? Marketing is a perception. So what you want to do in your marketing when you're creating the right offer online is you want to have it perceived as a higher value than everything else that is out there, whatever it is you're promoting, right? You could be promoting any type of products or services online. But if you craft the offer, and what I mean specifically by this, this is in your sales copy. This is in your landing pages, your squeeze pages, your sales funnels, and things like this. When you are crafting the right type of words that speak to the right type of audience, you're always going to have sales on the internet. I mean, that's the reason why, you know, I do pretty well on the internet is because, first of all, I really study and analyze the marketplace that I want to get into. I study their buying habits. I study the psychology, what they're looking at, what they're reading, what they're clicking. I look at their actions on the internet, right? And I craft offers specifically for them that's going to help them get to whatever that next level is for them, whether it's $10,000 a month, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month and beyond. I'm speaking to an audience that resonates, that's the key word here, really resonates with the offer and is willing to pay the big bucks because the offer that I'm presenting is completely irresistible. It cannot be matched because I've done my homework. I've done the research on what it is they're looking for. Remember, listen to what I'm saying here. The right offer is about what they're looking for. And you just put that right in front of the right amount of eyeballs, right, every single day. And sales become pretty much automatic, right? That's how it kind of works. It's all about how many eyeballs got to see my offer today that I've done the homework on, that I've researched and actually done the homework on, that it actually makes logical and emotional resonance with the end customer. Okay, so I hope that makes sense to you guys. Hope that was a lot of value there for you. Creating the right offer online is about, first of all, studying once again your marketplace. What marketplace do you want to jump into? Whatever niche you're trying to jump into. Study the habits of what they actually buy, what they're interested in, what they need. Entrepreneurship is all about you being the problem solver to what somebody needs. Now, if I take this a step further, it's what they perceive they need, right? It's a perception of what they need. So it's not necessarily what they think they need. It's what they perceive they need. Let me give you a quick example before I sign out here. It's a really, really good example. So probably want to just keep this in the back of your mind or replay this just for repetition. A yoga mat. If I was selling yoga mats to people who thought they needed yoga mats, I'm going to make a lot of money selling yoga mats. Because their perception is they think they need a yoga mat. But can you technically put a, and I'm going to, you know, break it down really, really, it's kind of funny, but it's true. If you wanted to do yoga, can you get a towel, right? Can you get a towel and just put it on the floor and do your yoga, you know, whatever it is? Technically, you can. But the yoga mat is perceived as, you know, something that people who do yoga, it's perceived as something they need because of the texture and stuff like that. But technically, you don't even need, you know, a towel. You can do yoga on the floor, whatever it is, right? And that sounds kind of funny. But the truth is, a yoga mat, for example, if I was selling yoga mats, if I sold that to the right audience of people who perceive that they think they need a yoga mat because it's socially accepted, like I'll go into my yoga class without a yoga mat, I look like I'm socially there, right? I'm not participating with these people at their level. Like everybody else has a yoga mat. Where's mine, right? So I'm selling the yoga mat to people who are looking at the yoga mat and saying, that's exactly what I need. And it's a perception. Does that make sense? It's a perception. It's not necessarily something they need to go in and actually perform the act of yoga. It's the same thing with internet marketing. People need certain things? Well, they need leads because they need customers. So what I do is I present the right offer to those types of customers that puts it in a way and frames it in a way that they perceive they need exactly what it is I offer, right? So I put spins on it. I put types of sentence structures and offers inside of what they've already perceived they need to get them to buy right away, if that makes sense. There's something that's going to click for every single customer that's different. But once you understand your marketplace, once you understand your end customer and their psychology of why they buy things or what they perceive they need, you're going to make sales, hand over fist in this industry once you understand the psychology behind buying. Okay? So that has been today's lesson, you guys. It's all about creating the right offer online. If you found this thing valuable, make sure to share it in social media. Share this podcast radio show in social media. And also, for more information about what I personally recommend to making money online so that you can live the lifestyle that you and your family deserve, go ahead and click the link on the link description below and put in your email address, and I will send you some right offers. You see what I'm doing here? I'm sending you the right offers that match exactly what it is you're looking for to get you to the next level in income and making you money on the internet. So once again, you guys, hope that was valuable for you. And this has been Creating the Right Offer Online with Baker. And I'll see you guys again, podcast. Bye for now.